For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Housewives of True Crime. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Hi.
Hi, hello. Nighttime recording. Except maybe you're listening in the daytime, and happy Monday to you. But Gretchen and I are recording late night.
We're recording at late night because we're so busy. I haven't even like caught up with you as much as I normally am.
That's
caught.
True. It's true. I had lots going on today, and Gretchen had lots going on today, so we did not catch up, and we're not even drinking wine or tequila while we're recording.
Oh, I might have had one. Just a little bit.
I didn't.
Well, listen, I was really hoping my husband was going to stay out of town. He promised me he would. And he came home early.
I talked to Gretchen for 5 seconds, and she wanted to tell me that she was real pissed that her husband was coming back early, which is so funny.
Then it's like you have to fake like, oh, let's make a healthy dinner and
not eat cereal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know how it be. But I haven't even told you about my trip to the mall.
No. And by the way, I cannot believe that Gretchen went to the mall because Gretchen, to me, doesn't seem like a shopper. I dragged her out to shop in New York, and I don't think she was.
No, like I do like to shop if I know what I'm like going for, like specifically, but I'm not like, let's just go to the mall. That sounds fun, girls. Like, no, that's not me at all.
Okay.
But my husband needed some new clothes for, you know, some situation. He's got the business clothes and he's got the casual, but he needed to blend the worlds for the business casual.
Okay. There is a thing called business casual.
Yes. So
I guess for that reason.
Yes. So we needed some help. So I ventured out to the mall, which I have not been to in years. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I took my children. They were really excited. We went to.
Haven't been to the mall in years.
No,
like,
I never.
What is this place?
No, I never. They were like, this is an Amazon. It's like an actual thing. Yeah. Because let me tell you, when you have 3 kids under 3, there is no effing way you're going to the mall. Like, no. Why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah.
But my girls have heard of this place called Claire's.
I have not been ever. Oh my God, Gretchen, you are like.
I just recently confessed to Tabitha I've gotten through raising children without ever building a bear.
Oh yeah, she's never been to Build-A-Bear, you guys.
F that,
which,
dude.
Listen, it's very expensive, so.
Yeah, I think they're like too old for it. So yeah, come to me for more parenting advice. Anyhow, Claire's is like a new form of hell. What is this shit? Like, it's buy 3, get 3 free.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I'm thinking everything is it like
cheap?
It's
no, it's so expensive.
It's so expensive.
Yeah, it is, and it's cheap shit, dude.
I made these girls
spend their own on Temu.
I know. That's why this is why we don't go to the mall, kids.
So true.
But they loved it.
So true, yeah.
So then after Claire's, and for some reason in our mall, there's all of these stores that have like all of the Funko Pops and like the Japanese animation.
The collectibles.
I mean, there must be like 10 stores like that in the mall.
Anime stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So the kids were kind of into that or whatever. And I was like, okay, yeah, I know you guys are into that. That's cool. But then I saw a Spencer's and I was like, oh, but this is going to be cooler. So I'm thinking like, we're going to go in there. You guys are going to be impressed. We're going to see some like rainbow bright shirt, garbage yeah. pail kids. Take me back. Right.
Not impressed.
No. Okay. Spencer's is not like Hot Topic. Okay. It is a situation.
What is it?
We got, first of all, we started walking through and I think I saw drug paraphernalia.
Oh,
that's what they'd be selling. I didn't lock eyes on it because my eyes were blinded by the wall of dildos.
Oh, shit balls. No way. In the mall.
Yeah, in the mall.
In the Spencer's.
I took my kids to a sex shop. That's what I'm telling you. Spencer's. Wall of dildos.
No way.
So I okay, real quick.
I guess they changed their tune.
I don't know. I mean, have I just not been to Spencer's in so long? Has it always been like this?
I don't think so.
Am I confused? I don't know. I'm not a big mall girl. Anywho, I turned it around like right quick.
Fast. Yes.
Yes. Wow, and okay. I told the girls, you know, there might have been some things that were inappropriate in there. So we had to reroute.
Get the heck out.
My daughter is like, I know what you're talking about, Mom. I saw a big, and I'm like, I'm thinking she's going to say dildo. She's like, oh, she's like, God. Doll. A mole. Uh-huh. She's like, yeah, it was like a creepy Chucky doll. I'm like, yep, that's it. I didn't want you to see that.
It's why we left.
It's just too
honey.
Scary for your fragile little mind. Also, this whole time, I thought my husband and my son were like left alone. I thought like, oh, they're probably like dying. They're so bored. I'm never going to hear the end of this. You know what they did? They sat in the damn massage chairs.
Oh, they
you know those massage
it.
Chairs that probably have not seen a Clorox wipe since like 2020.
Gosh, I always think that.
Like, why would you sit in that? No one wipes those down. But they did, and now they are obsessed.
Now they're going back to the mall. I think your mall is in the
now.
Future.
My husband wants to. He wants a massage chair.
Oh, I know. Actually, I know.
Yeah, actually, I think he texted you about it. You didn't get back yeah. to him. He's
I
like,
know,
she
I'm
didn't
sorry.
Get back to me. I'm like,
I will.
Welcome to the club, boo. Welcome to the club.
I'm the worst texter, you guys. So
yeah, I'm like,
if
don't
you know
personal.
Me and have my phone number, I'm going to apologize right now because I do not text back.
She has squirrel
ever.
Brain. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's
sorry.
Okay. It's okay.
Okay, let's get into our case today.
Oh, let's do that.
We have one. Okay, today's episode, Gretchy Poo, is brought to us by one of our friends, Lindsay McShay.
Lindsay?
Lindsay in Texas, Lindsay.
Oh, what's
with
up,
Mama
girl?
Mary
yeah,
from Mississippi.
Course. Yeah,
from
of course.
My Crooked Letter.
Oh, okay. I feel like she's given us more than one.
She has, and you probably just didn't know her last name, but that's it.
Well, no, I did. Usually friends are like a one and done kind of thing. Like they don't usually give them up more than once. So I apologize, Lindsay.
I know.
It's nice. You can be back.
Lindsay is an avid listener of ours and an avid listener of true crime in general. And I think she knows what we like. Mm-hmm. So when
well,
she got
keep
this
coming.
One,
keep them
this
coming.
One was one of those where I was like, yeah, I got to do this case. And okay. I had never heard of it before.
Okay, perfect.
It comes out of the capital city of Arizona, which is, do you know?
Phoenix, right?
This was, yes. Phoenix, Arizona. It's the fifth largest city in the entire United States, which actually is surprising to me.
It is a little surprising to me.
Yeah. And me and you, I think, both love the Phoenix area. It has like mm-hmm. Scottsdale and Chandler and Mesa. We're kind of like a big fan of Arizona in general. So
I like it hot.
We like it hot. And so do the snowbirds. They mm-hmm. kind of gravitate towards Arizona in the wintertime because it has lovely weather. But it does get really hot, like 103 degrees on average, 110,
yeah.
even 120. I think it is actually the hottest place on earth some days.
Okay.
But I like it hot. So what can I say?
Mm-hmm. My it's friends also... were, I got to tell you today okay, at pickup, my friends and I were talking about like a girl's trip or whatever. And I was like, oh, blah, 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 Palm Springs. And I was like, yeah, I don't go there anymore. And I definitely don't go there with you bitches because you guys don't like it hot.
They don't like it hot.
No, they won't go with me in the summer to the desert.
No, come on. So
no, I was like, so I used to go there, but I warned it. I said goodbye when Tab moved to Texas.
You stay in the pool all day long. It's really fun.
I tried, Tab. They don't get it.
They don't get it. Mm-mm. Damn. Okay, so listen, Phoenix is a relatively, I wouldn't say it's inexpensive, but it's doable to live there. However, totally. If you go into the like outskirts to Scottsdale and Chandler, it gets a little pricey, like over $1 million for a house.
Oh, yeah. Scottsdale's very expensive.
You can get in like the millions.
Yeah.
Over there. Well, I'm going to take you back to 2006. Actually, on Christmas Day, Don Waller called his son Ryan after Ryan and his girlfriend Heather Kwan failed to show up for Christmas dinner at his parents' house. Ryan didn't answer Don's calls. The call went straight to voicemail. So Don tried to call again after. Okay, so actually Don called like before dinner and then Don called again after dinner because he's like, what the heck, Ryan? Like, it's Christmas dinner at your parents' house. Like, this is not like you, right?
Yeah.
And it just kept going to voicemail. So since he didn't get his son on the phone after Christmas dinner was done, Don and his wife decided to get in the car and drive over to Ryan and Heather's house to check on them. He got there around 7:50 in the evening. The house was quiet, the garage door was closed, and no one came to the door when Don knocked. Worried about his son, he called 911 and explained that Ryan and Heather were supposed to have come over for Christmas dinner, and they were just like no-shows, and it wasn't like Ryan to not call if he was even going to be late, much less like not show up. So Don requested a welfare check from the Phoenix police. Ryan and Heather didn't live in the house alone. They actually had a roommate, Alicia, who hadn't responded to like the knocking on the door either. It was impossible to tell if anybody was home, and they couldn't also see into the garage. You know, some garages have like windows, but this one mm-hmm. didn't have any way to see if there was like the car in the garage. So as they waited for the police, Don and his wife decided to go grab some coffee and just wait for the police to respond. Well, it took the police 3.5 hours to call Don back, finally reaching out to the Wallers at about 11:30 at night.
Did she call the non-emergency line, or are we talking about the 911?
No, the 911. But he was like, hey,
you have a nightmare about that.
I know, right? But yeah. They answered. My nightmare is, if you listen to Patreon, it's like if 911 doesn't actually answer your calls. But they answered. They just didn't think it was an emergency. So they were like, yeah, buddy, you know, we'll show up whenever we can show up 3.5 hours later. And so they reached back out to the Wallers 11:30 at night, and the officer said he would come over and check on the house. Well, then 30 minutes later, finally, two patrol officers met the Wallers in front of Ryan and Heather's home. Sometime after the Wallers had left to get coffee, Ryan and Heather's roommate actually had come home, but gone straight, like she just, I guess, went straight to her bedroom. So when the police got there, they started knocking on the doors and the windows, and Alicia, the roommate, was back in her room and just assumed that Ryan would answer the door. And she never answered the door, which I kind of, like, I'm not going to get into this, but it is like, I just think that's odd.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the police were trying to look through the windows, but they had vertical blinds and they were pulled closed.
I hate those.
I really hate those. Do we have them? We don't have them any longer, but I've had them for
so many years. Yeah, I think I had them for like at different places where I lived. And then I got to the point where I was like, I don't care how much they charge me. I'm ripping that shit down because that is ugly.
But they do work, except for when there's a fan. The fan kind of moves them, and actually
they always like slip out of the like thing.
Oh, they do flip out. Yes. I forget.
I've seen it where
sometimes they fall out of that thing, and then
oh, I've had them like break, and you got to like put a little scotch tape over the top to get it to like meet that little hook again.
It's true.
Those are a special form of hell, just like Claire's Boutique. They go into the same category with me. Okay. Like that is my hell.
Okay. All right. No vertical blinds for Gretchy. Okay. Mm-mm. Well, the vertical blinds kind of, I guess they had a fan on in the house. So it kind of opened, and the officers got a quick little peek inside, and he spotted what looks like a body in the house, and they moved the Wallers back. Like, hey, you know, we're going to get into this house. The police then requested a search warrant to enter the house, which delayed entry for an hour. The way that Ryan's dad actually explains this in an interview that he did, he was told that it was due to the fact that Ryan and Heather didn't own the house, that they were renters, that they had to get a search warrant. But it's not the correct protocol. Like, if police have a, if police see something, they are allowed to go
in. If they have reason, yeah, they have, they can just go in.
It's, yes, it's called exigent circumstances. So I don't know why they were like overly worried. Like, maybe they actually didn't see something. I don't know. At any rate, rather than knocking down the door when they got the warrant, the police decided to call a locksmith to unlock the door. That took another 30 or more minutes. After 30 minutes of trying, the locksmith also wasn't able to get in, so he must not have been a good locksmith. They went into a slider that went into the kitchen and a regular door that went to the primary bedroom. And just as they were going to open it, to their surprise, the door swung open, and on the other side of the door stood 18-year-old Ryan Waller. From news reports, Ryan was pretty discombobulated when he answered the door. He had a huge black eye and couldn't really even tell the police officers what day it was.
Ooh.
When they asked him some questions, he didn't answer the way that the police would want. And the police say that he was a bit combative. So they handcuffed him and brought him around to the front of the house. At the same time, when they were talking to Ryan, they did see inside and saw a girl, presumably his girlfriend, lying on the couch, not moving. So it seemed like she was incapacitated, and Ryan has this big black eye. And so officers handcuffed him and took him around the corner.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Do you ever look back on how you've spent money and thought, I wonder what would have happened if I would have invested that? I have definitely spent my fair share on impulse buys that could have added up if I had invested instead. You know, people say that's why the best investor is a dead investor. Why? Because dead investors can't make rash decisions. They can't pull their money out in a panic every time they hear about a dip in the market. Dead investors are invested for the long term, you know, because they're dead. Well, Acorns is built to help you invest for the long term, and you don't even need to be dead. You can start automatically investing with the spare change you've got right now, even if it's just spare change. Let time do its thing, because the longer you stay invested, the more of a chance your money has to grow. Sign up now and join the over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/clink. Do you have a child that is struggling with a topic at school? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Maybe your child is like mine and has a hard time asking for help in class. And when I try to help after school, it can take forever trying to get to the point of the concept she's just not grasping so she can move on. IXL is a huge help with this because of the way it's designed. Everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you are covering. And research shows kids that use IXL score higher on tests and improve their grades. It will work for any of your kids because it's powered by advanced algorithms. So IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter their age or personality. And with one subscription, you get everything. One site for all the kids in your home from pre-K to 12th grade. And it's such a super value. A single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and Housewives of True Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
Okay. So remember when the officer said they could see a body in the house from those vertical blinds moving? Well, the Wallers had just assumed that it was their son for some reason. And so they were like bawling, thinking that their son had died. And then all of a sudden, while they're just kind of standing back, waiting to see if the police get in the house, they see Ryan come around the corner, handcuffed. Dawn said he didn't even recognize Ryan when he was let out because of some angle. And I told you he has this big old black eye, but his mom knew instantly that it was Ryan. Ryan was placed in the back of the police car, but Dawn and his wife were not allowed to get near to see if their son was okay. After some time, Dawn asked the police officer if he could please check on his son. And he was told that Ryan just had a black eye and he was fine. They were told to just go home. It was going to be hours before they could talk to Ryan while the police investigated what had happened. An ambulance arrived on scene and went into the house, confirming that the body inside was indeed deceased. And that was Ryan's 21-year-old girlfriend, Heather Kwan. I'm not sure when exactly, but the roommate was also found inside and removed from the home. She was unharmed. Despite Ryan's black eye, no one had the paramedics check on Ryan. And let me describe his black eye for a second. His entire eye was swollen shut. Like his whole entire face was bruised and swollen. But no one thought to look at Ryan's eye. Not to defend the police also, but I'm sure they're thinking like, dude's girlfriend is dead. Guy has a black eye. It's kind of a no-brainer. But it wasn't a no-brainer case, and I'll get to why.
Yeah, it's not a no-brainer to me because I would think that somebody hit him. He's out of it. He doesn't even like know. They've been trying to get in there. He hasn't been answering or heard all this. Like he was unconscious and she's unconscious too. I would think it was somebody else.
Well, you might be right, Gretchen. So Ryan stayed handcuffed in the backseat of the patrol car from about 1 a.m. until 5 a.m. when the detectives at the scene, his name was Paul Dalton, told the patrol officer to take Ryan to the station to be questioned. Ryan was then stripped down, photographed, and dressed in like this white one-piece kind of Dexter-style suit. Waiting for the detectives, Ryan fidgets with the handcuffs. He slips them like onto his wrist, locks it. He's kind of like going nuts. He stands up and tries to walk out, not even realizing that he's like attached to the table. As soon as the questions start, Ryan seems really confused. He's dazed. He complains about his head hurting, but he's interrogated for an hour. And after an hour, the detective notices that all this talk about his head hurting, maybe he needs to get a closer look at Ryan's face. And this is when he sees that Ryan has a hole by his nose. So they call for medics. You can literally see a hole on the left side of his nose and a matching one on the right side, where we will learn these are from bullets that went into Ryan's face.
Oh my gosh.
I want to play a pretty good portion of this interrogation for you because you might be thinking like, how can this guy have a bullet in his head and he's talking to the police for a pretty decent amount of time? And I kind of want you to hear like his like how he's talking to the police. So you can kind of get an idea of what was going on. So I'm going to play this for you right now.
What was an accident?
Heather's last name?
No. What was an accident?
Heather hitting me.
What did she hit you with?
Her hand, the eye.
Did you guys have an argument?
Not really, no.
Not really?
Uh-oh.
What happened for her to hit you in the eye like that?
She just hit me on accident. She was giving Christina a head.
She was what?
She was helping Christina with her hair or something. I don't know.
Who's Christina?
She's on the couch.
Christina's on the couch?
Okay, so after a lot of back and forth and a very inconsistent confusion that was pretty clear from Ryan, in my opinion, Detective Dalton finally realizes that, you know, Ryan is injured.
Yeah.
And he kind of says to him, like, you know, he's like, if you're going anywhere, because Ryan's like, I want to just go to sleep. And he's like, if you're going anywhere, you're going to the hospital, buddy, to get your eye checked out, right? And then he notices that, holy shit, actually, you do need to get your eye checked out.
Yeah.
So it makes you pretty infuriated to think that, like, this detective was so in his own head.
Cavalier about. Yeah. Yeah. Head injuries are no joke. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, we had somebody we know took a fall, landed on their head, didn't take it seriously enough, maybe, and didn't wake up.
No way. Ever?
Ever. I was in Texas when we found out. You remember this? Yeah. My neighbor, she fell down her damn stairs last week.
I know. That's who I thought you were talking about. That's why I'm confused. Sorry. I was like, wait.
No.
Yes. And she got a concussion.
She got a concussion. And I just saw her today. And she's like, my head still hurts. I can't look at screens. Like, she's like in a, like, a bad way. Still, it's been a week.
Yeah, it's really, it is. Like, head injuries are real.
Yeah, it's no joke.
So when the detective finally, like, sees, like, holy shit, what is going on here? Ryan, he goes, what happened to you? And Ryan says, I got shot. And Detective Dalton asked him if he knew who did it. And Ryan told him, yeah, Richie and Larry Carver. And he says, oh, well, you know, how did that happen? And he goes, with bows and arrows. But I'm telling you, he's confused.
Yeah.
He says bows and arrows. At one point he says I can't remember if it says shotgun or something like that. It's a revolver. He's out of his mind. So this is when they realize, like, something horribly, terribly was wrong with everything, right? This is where the no brainer is a brainer. Like, something happened. Mm-hmm. So firefighters were brought in quickly and determined that Ryan was seriously injured and rushed him to the hospital. This is now December 26th, over 6 hours after being taken out of his house in handcuffs. Meanwhile, Ryan's parents still do not even know where he was or that he was being interrogated, but, you know, he is an adult, but barely, he's 18. And they don't even know that he's a suspect of, you know, his girlfriend's murder.
Yeah.
They were totally left in the dark until they got a call from the hospital telling them that their son was in critical condition. Can you imagine? Like, can you imagine you saw your son walking out of the house 6 hours before and then you get a call saying that your kid's life is on the line? That is terrifying. Do you have a cat? I absolutely love cats, and all my cats have been indoor cats. And at this time of year, when it's raining and cold, all cats are indoor cats, right? Well, you have a litter box and you don't need that thing stinking up your house. So I have the perfect solution. I have used it since the day that they came out. It is called Pretty Litter. I absolutely think it is the best indoor cat litter of all time. One, it truly does mask the smell. I don't know what they do in there that does it, but it's amazing. The other thing, it turns the color if your cat has, like, a urinary tract infection or a kidney issue, and that's even better. So you know when to take your cat to the vet. Indoor cats are indoor humans, in my opinion. I think you'd agree. Pretty Litter helps make a house smell fresh and clean. Go to prettylitter.com/clink to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. What? That's prettylitter.com/clink to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. prettylitter.com/clink. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Okay, now things get even weirder. The coroner estimated that Heather had been dead since December 23rd, which means Ryan had been living with two bullets in his head for 3 days. At the hospital, doctors determined that he had been shot in the face twice. They also realized that because of his wounds that were old, they had an infection that set in, so Ryan was unable to go into emergency surgery until they got the infection to clear. According to a post on his dad's Facebook page, Ryan had the following injuries. He had a closed head injury, skull fracture, a left orbital fracture, better known as a blown eye socket, which also sent pieces of his skull into his brain. He had a cerebral contusion, a broken jaw, and a subdural hematoma. Ryan's dad, Don, asked the surgeon how his jaw got broken and if he was shot, how did my son's jaw get broken if he was shot in the eye and through the nose? The doctors didn't have an answer to this, but in an interview, Don relayed that the police had slammed Ryan to the ground when they first entered the house because he wasn't complying. And remember, I told you they said he was like combative. And so he believes that the pressure that they put on Ryan's jaw broke his jaw. I don't know if this is true. I know Don has some serious problems with how the police handled this, and I don't blame him one bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's true. It could be true. It could be that this guy actually did pistol whip him and broke his jaw and then shot him. I don't know.
Yeah, obviously he can't remember.
No, he doesn't remember.
Yeah.
Okay, 2 days after being admitted to the hospital, Ryan finally had surgery, taking all the bullet fragments out of his sinus cavity. They also had to take his left eye out, and part of his brain was removed to remove the damage that the bullet had caused, which is extremely devastating because this made Ryan blind. Two eyes were removed. And cognitive impairment. So it's extremely, I think, devastating to Ryan, but also to his parents. This 18-year-old child, his life has changed.
Yeah.
Now let's get to who these people that Ryan named, which thank the Lord that came to him, right? Cause he didn't even know his girlfriend's name, by the way. Couldn't even name his girlfriend at the time, but for some reason he was able to get out Richie and Larry Carver. Well, Richie and Larry Carver, father and son duo, cops located Richie right away. They brought him to the station, and shortly after Richie was arrested, his mama, Cheryl, did the right thing and called the Phoenix Police Department. I think the Laundries could learn a thing or two from Cheryl. Well, Cheryl had some information to tell the police about what happened to Ryan and Heather. According to the court documents, Cheryl stated that Richie and his father, Larry, left the house around 8 or 9 o'clock at night on December 23rd to go to Ryan's house. There have been conflicting stories about how Richie and Ryan knew each other. In his interview, This Is Monsters, Don Waller emphatically denied that Richie and Ryan ever knew each other. It was wildly reported that they were roommates, but Don says they were actually never roommates. They both lived in that house, but that house kind of had a revolving door of roommates. Mm-hmm. And so Richie lived there at one point, then Ryan moved in after another roommate had lived there, then Heather and Alicia moved in. So they're 18 years old. I can see.
Yeah.
I think both of you and I lived in houses like that.
Yeah, totally.
People were coming and going. And so If Ryan knew who Richie was, it seemed like he knew him at least enough to know his name and his last name, but I don't think they were friends. Cheryl told the police that Larry and Richie had gone to the house to check on some property that Ryan left behind, and they came back and talked about pistol whipping incident. Dawn wasn't sure about what she was talking about, but thought that the first roommate and Richie had some sort of beef and that Richie had gone over to confront the roommate, but Ryan is the one that answered the door. And that's why they shot Ryan. That's what Dawn thinks says, or that's what Dawn says. I think something like that did happen. Continuing with Cheryl's interview, she told the police that Larry and Richie got back to their house and Larry told her, "I just fucked up. I killed two people and I got to get out of here." She said that Richie was standing right by his dad when Larry said it. Cheryl then said that Larry told her to get the .22 ammunition from a drawer and get rid of it. And then he left for California. Well, Larry was found and arrested on February 19th, 2007. When Larry Carver was being taken into custody, he tried to run and he got bit by a canine. And his booking photo is actually him in a hospital gown because he needed to go to the hospital for his dog bite.
I love which those is canine kind dogs.
Of, you love them?
Oh, I love them.
I do too. But it infuriates me because they take this mother effer to the hospital and check him out for damn dog bite.
Oh, I know.
They don't even like check for Ryan.
My local police department, you know, you always see the German Shepherds as the canines, and we have a we have a bloodhound.
Oh, you
it
do?
Is, we do. And it is the cutest damn dog.
You love hound dogs.
Oh, I love a hound dog. And they, you know, at all the like the street fairs and functions, the police department brings out the bloodhound. Anywho, I can't imagine that sweet dog biting anybody.
Oh, he probably would if he needed to. I don't know.
I hope not.
So Richie went before the courts first. And after a 10-day trial, he was found guilty for felony murder, burglary, aggravated assault, and misconduct involving weapons. He was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Now, Larry's trial went a little differently. Cheryl was called as a witness since she was the one that he confessed to, except she took the stand and she claimed spousal privilege and was not required to provide her account of what had happened. And so Larry's case was dismissed, which I think you and me both are like, what the fuck? Like, how could that happen? Right.
Well, I feel like you should have like testified just so that he goes away. So you live.
Yeah. Right. Cause he is. Yeah. Yeah. Not, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Heather's family was not okay with this and they took to the courts and ultimately came out on top with a ruling that would become known as Heather's Law. It amended the marital privilege statute and allows spouses to testify in trials when their husbands or wife are accused of murder. So then Larry was re-indicted and put on trial in 2012.
Okay. I think that's a good law. I mean, I get it. Maybe you don't want to be like, okay, yeah, maybe he did some tax evading.
Yeah.
Or something. I shouldn't have to testify about that stuff. But murder? Honesty is the best policy, people.
And I'm surprised that Cheryl did that because she's the one that told on his ass.
That's right.
So maybe she just didn't like her son, but liked her husband. I don't know. I mean,
maybe that's why they came out so bad.
Yeah. So something.
Some issues. Yeah.
Well, thankfully, Larry was put on trial and after 12 days, which thanks to Heather's Law included Cheryl testifying for the prosecution, the jury found him guilty on all of the counts. Okay. His charges included first degree murder, attempted first degree murder, burglary, and aggravated assault. And he was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. And Larry Carver died in prison in 2023. As it came out in trial, the circumstances of the death of Heather Kwan and the shooting of Ryan Waller happened according to these court documents on December 23rd. But Dawn insists that he does not think it happened till Christmas Day. I don't know. I think that since Cheryl said it was the 23rd, why would she had no reason to lie on the dates. But at any rate, Richie and Larry went to the house Ryan shared with Heather, where they were watching a movie together on the couch in the living room. The Carvers went to the back door and Ryan got up and answered it. Whether he saw a gun or just knew there was trouble, he tried to shut the door on Richie's arm. And that's like when he had a gun and he reached in and shot Ryan once. After Ryan went down, Richie and Larry entered the house and shot Ryan a second time before going into the living room and shooting Heather on the couch and killing her. Ryan, as we know, survived, and the Carvers went through the house and took several things. Some reports say that he stole a gun that Ryan had, but his dad says Ryan didn't have guns. He had one gun that his grandfather gave him, and it was recovered at the crime scene and released back to the Wallers. So he says, no, that's not what happened. The only thing about the 23rd and the 25th that gets me like questioning things is this damn roommate. Like, did she not come home? I guess it's possible that she was at her family's house or something and then came home just the 25th. I don't know. Something about that just weirds me out.
Did nobody have a job? I feel like I did live in those revolving door situations, but I knew what day it was by, you know, what happy hour special there was going on or, you know, what have you. And when I had to be at work.
Yeah. So something is weird with that. I don't have answers. I wish I did. It would be nice to talk to her, actually.
Yeah.
Don Waller filed a lawsuit against the Phoenix Police Department, citing that Ryan's injuries could have been lessened if the police didn't delay his care by 6 hours. This case was just weeks away from being heard in the court when the judge dismissed the case entirely.
Stop it.
Yeah. And Don had to make a decision not to file an appeal because if he lost again, he would be financially responsible for the city's legal costs. And I feel like this is where so many people get caught up. It is so incredibly expensive to sue anyone. And so a lot of times criminals just keep being criminal.
It's so interesting though, because it's always like, there are also, on the other hand, there are so many people that fucking sue that have no business suing.
I know, but how do they have the money to do it?
And I got this phrase from a recent chat with Tom Smith, but it jams everybody up, it right? Totally it's jamming. Okay?
It does.
So it is so frustrating because there's all these frivolous, you know, lawsuits and justice is not prevailing when it needs to.
It's totally
clearly
true.
Yeah, because the only thing that is going to change a situation like that happening again is for, you know, the powers that be to get hit in the pocketbook. Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, that's true.
So they need to get hit,
and that's why the judge dismissed the case. Like, let's be real,
that sucks.
Yeah. Ryan's life would never be the same. He was unable to live on his own and move back with his dad. He had short-term memory issues and had to have questions repeated to him over and over. His dad kind of explained it like somebody that has Alzheimer's, which is kind of how he acted in the police interview.
Yeah.
Ryan also suffered from seizures after this, so severe that he bit half of his tongue off at one point. He broke his nose, broke his ankle from these seizures, and unfortunately, Ryan ended up passing away when he was just 27 years old, January 20th, 2016. After, by the way, hitting his head from a seizure and it caused a brain bleed. So just
that's
a 9 years
sad. Rest
after,
in peace, Ryan.
Yeah.
It's awful.
The family decided not to pursue additional murder charges for his death, which they could have. But they did not want to go through another trial. And since the Carvers were already serving life without parole, they thought, you know, fuck it. Ryan Waller was born on February 12th, 1988 in Knoxville, Tennessee, but moved to Arizona with his family where he graduated high school. He played guitar and could play songs just after hearing them, like he was amazing. Mm-hmm. He taught himself how to play the guitar at 11. And he was known as a kind-hearted, fun-loving guy. He dreamed of a career in music. And unfortunately, he was shot before he could live out his dreams. Heather Kwan was born in Phoenix on April 10th, 1985, and was known for her bright and compassionate nature. She had dreams of becoming a lawyer and had graduated from community college and was attending Arizona State University when she was killed. Oh, That is the story of Ryan Waller and Heather Kwan. Rest in peace, Heather and Ryan.
Yeah, that's really...
I told you it was kind of going to be a drag. I think I told you on
Yeah,
Patreon,
it's kind of a heavy one. I know. But you know what the takeaway is? I mean, talk to your kids that are just getting out of the house. You know, see something, say something, don't insert yourself in shit. I mean, not that he did any of that, but I think it reminds me of so many. Tab and I knew a lot of losers. A lot of them are not alive anymore. Yeah.
And that is true.
And we're kind of lucky that we, you know, like managed to navigate. Yeah. Like through that. And just, it's just so important to just instill in these, you know, teenagers, young adults, whatever, like go with your gut.
I know.
You don't owe anything to anybody, you know, whatever. Don't give out too much information about yourself.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is, I think police can really learn from this case too, right? There's just, you know, you have to have some compassion and really know if somebody, like if somebody is acting
police
like
are just
totally
people. Yeah.
Crazy though, like, you know, maybe he's not totally crazy. Maybe something else is going on in that kid's head. And he was 18 years old.
Yeah.
He's a kid.
It's awful. Yeah.
Awful. So it is, I think there's,
yeah, we all need reminders.
Yeah, I think so. And all of you need a reminder. I know you do, to give us a rating or a review if you haven't on Apple. I haven't asked for it in a while, so I'm asking now. Please just go real quick and just give us a 5-star if you love us, and don't give us any stars if you don't love us. Just find another
just
podcast.
Keep on moving. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, if you love us, then you can listen to us on Thursdays. We're on the Clink Clink Club on Apple, or the bonus on Spotify, and on patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. We will give you a episode every single Thursday. Gretchen just did a bonus crime.
A long one. Good one. A really long one.
It was very long, but it was very good.
Yeah.
And it's on Natalie Wood. So it is a different one. It's a different version of everything that you've heard.
It is a different version of everything you've heard. You know, it actually might be one of the few. Or if any, I don't even know if there's another one out there that's telling the real deal like I am.
I don't think there is. So it's a good time to go get our bonus content right now. It's super easy. If you listen on Apple, just go to the Clink Clink Club and just click it. Also, if you do not follow us, then follow us so you can get us every single week. And if you listen or watch on YouTube, subscribe, please.
I want to just show the people that are watching on YouTube just in case. Okay, look at this. This is how devoted I am. We do a case if they like, you know, like they sell like a t-shirt or something for like a foundation and, you know, whatever. I always try to like participate.
Yeah.
Anyways, Natalie's daughter makes this perfume in memory of her mother, her signature scent.
Oh, anyways, and mine, you bought
mine,
it?
Yeah, I bought it. Mine came today. I was so excited.
That
anyways,
is
you can get
so
it too. And it's
nice.
So awesome because it is gardenia. And you know, my favorite scent in the world is Gucci Bloom,
too.
Which is all, you know, the floral. And this is, it's so good.
Oh,
love it.
I love it. I'm so glad that you are showing that. Okay, well, you too can get that, and you too can also listen to Gretchen's case. I think that's all we have. If you need some good skincare, go to 5 Crimes. We have it all there. You can get your hair to grow, your face to glow, and your skin to be tan, because, you know, spring break is a coming.
It's a coming.
All right. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and we'll see you Thursday on Patreon.
Okay. Clink, clink,
clink, clink.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.